Time now for your comments. Retired Pastor Vern Stanley of West Townsend, Vermont, writes about coverage of Catholic priests who have sexually abused minors. He says those who accept the religious vocation are human beings with a special calling that demands trustworthiness. When we sense that we are too likely to betray that trust, we should find another line of work, and church authorities should be reading the signs and pushing us out the door. Maybe now we won't brush such things under the carpet anymore. Commentator Frank DeFord's pronunciation of a popular Canadian expression provoked a lot of responses. Many were upset at how he ended this sentence.
It's not only Americans who think of our neighbors to the north as tolerant, reserved people, so disposed to be gentle that even the mildest of observations are qualified with a rhetorical eh.
That eh brought this comment from Helen Jean Smith of Edinburgh, Virginia.
Ignorance of Canada is no excuse. When Frank says, ah, when he means to say, a, I wonder, where did he pick up the E-H? Did he read about it? Did he get it from someone else's work? Hey, if you're Canadian, you know that a is not ah, it's a. A?
The Morning Edition series, President the Creation, has been exploring the origins of American cultural icons. And listeners wrote to say they enjoyed Monday's installment on the history of grits. Native South Carolinian Emmy Alexander said it brought back memories. She writes, I grew up eating grits every morning for breakfast until I went to college, when I discovered exotic foods like Danish. I ate shrimp and grits every Saturday night for supper, as grits were cheap and shrimp were available right out of the local creeks. She says she's now surprised that her poor man's dinner is on gourmet menus with goat cheese and garlic. Evan Lee of Stone Mountain, Georgia, says his father used to laugh about a note that appeared on a breakfast menu at a diner in Macon, Georgia. It read, that white stuff on your plate is grits. It don't look like nothing, it don't taste like nothing, it don't cost you nothing, and we do not swap it for potatoes. And this clarification. In yesterday's essay by Israeli teenager Sarah Donsker, her hometown, Efrat, was not identified as an Israeli settlement on West Bank territory, land occupied by the Israelis in the 1967 war. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.